This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Do you think that the Democrats will be able to push it forward, or do you think they will be able to knock this down?
I don't know. I can tell you what I did. I didn't vote for Obama, but he nominated Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. I voted for both of them. I got a lot of pushback at home because people don't like it when you lose an election and they don't want you to vote for the other side's judges. But my standard has been, were they well qualified? Were they somebody a Democrat could pick that was well qualified? They certainly were. I voted for Alito and Roberts. Neil Gorsuch is every bit as qualified as the four I voted for. So I was able to go back home in South Carolina and say that I'm going to follow the Constitution, which is advise and consent, not replace. And I did fine. You know, Scalia got 98 votes. Ginsburg got 96 votes. This is all sort of new. It started when the Democrats changed the rules in 2013 to pack the circuit court. It started with Judge Bork when he was treated so badly by Ted Kennedy. And it was with Bush 43 when they filibustered all of his judges. So Democrats have basically embraced the traditions of the Senate when it helps them, and they change the rules when they want to grab power. And here's what I would tell my Democrat friends. If you can't find the courage to vote, to give this man 60 votes, we cannot find a better person for you to vote on as a Republican. Then you're letting the Senate traditions go away. You're giving in to political demagoguery. You're letting the country down. And if I have to change the rules to put this man on the Supreme Court, I will.
Now, so that's what was my next question. Do you support the use of the so-called nuclear option? You will go through it if it's needed.
Let me tell you why. Because President Obama sent two qualified liberals, and I voted for them along with other Republicans. They got 60 votes. Neil Gorsuch would be the first man in the history of the United States to come out of committee and not get a vote up or down on the floor other than Abe Fortas, who was filibustered by both parties because of ethical problems. We're making history here. So I'm hoping that I don't have to do this. I'm hoping that eight Democrats will realize that this is one of the best choices available to President Trump. He could not have done better, and give him 60 votes so we don't turn the Senate upside down.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what gets
frustration of we the people, and you understand that. We all get it. Everywhere I go, everybody's saying the same thing. You know, the Democrats have already set the precedent, Scott. They use the nuclear option. Thank you very much, Harry Reid. And it's going to come back and bite them, as it should. There's no question. I mean, look, we've got to get this government moving, and I don't know what it's going to take. If it's just going to be 4 or 8 intolerable years, it could be, it could end up being 16, because in spite of their efforts to obstruct and do anything but govern, this is going to come back and blow back in their face big time. I mean, it's not that even though there's challenges and some of these surveys saying that Donald Trump is unfavorables or under 40%, which is still, you know, somewhere in the zip code.
We heard that throughout the election,
Ronald Reagan, when he first started, right? Yeah, exactly.
We heard that throughout the election.
I mean, look what happened. Yeah. And what were the final polls? And what were the final results?
And
not anything like the polling that they suggested, right? So are we going through another one of those rounds where, you know, fake news, fake polls, everything is fake? That's the order of the day. But this is, again, why Trump, you know, where people have gotten upset about him tweeting and that. This is his connection with reality. He's out there laying it out. Okay, so they don't like the tweets. They're offended by it. They should be offended. Because, you know, last time I checked, $20 trillion. I mean, how much more offended can we get than to be upset and very frustrated with a system that continues to get us deeper in debt, and there's no plan, there's no intestinal fortitude and courage to do something about it. No, let's just do the same old, because somehow it works for their psychology. But, you know, they're not helping us, they're hurting us. They think they're helping us because they're resisting Donald Trump. Actually, they're resisting the country and the people that voted for him. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Herb London coming up next.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Okay, it seems like if this is going to happen, there's got to be a lot of ego taken out of the calculus here. Huh? What do you think? This whole situation in the Beltway just continues, and somehow our politicians that we pay them a lot of money to govern think that it's just okay to stall our government, to not do anything to make it work. And this is an increasing problem, and I believe it's going to be one that is going to surprise a lot of politicians because America is about had it with it. Dr. Herb London is with us. He's the president of the London Center for Policy Research, a political analyst, and it's always good to have his brilliance on the show. Dr. London, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to hear your voice, Bill.
Hey, always good to hear yours and to get your insight here. Lindsey Graham just laid it out for us, Herb. With the Senate, the Democrats are insisting on being obstructionist. I think he's delusional to think that there's going to be 8 Democrats that are going to break stride with the party. I mean, they are as fixed as the Palestinians are against Israel. And, America needs to understand that, and particularly the leadership of the Republican Party. I mean, Donald Trump, that's fine. He can offer, and there might be a Joe Manchin or two out there that might come across, but these guys are lockstep. They know who has the purse and who holds a lot of power, and that's Nancy Pelosi. And she gives them chapter and verse, and you will sing no other.
Well, look, Nancy Pelosi, who I think just got her deliverance from the House of Wax, is a very, very interesting personality in Washington, D.C. She's running an organization that has one overarching theme, and that's resist. Stay away from anything Republican. Don't mention the word Republican. Everything is a defeat for them and a victory for us. If the Republicans cannot get their Obamacare proposal through, that's good for us, even if we are responsible for Obamacare. So, again,
exactly.
It's a very interesting attitude that you have in Washington, D.C. It goes well beyond partisanship. It is based on the proposition that there's nothing a Republican can do that would satisfy the Democratic Party at this point.
Forget about what Putin may have done or not done, or that he continues to do in the shadow as the boogeyman and all the tactics that they're doing. I would say the Democratic Party right now, led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, are doing more damage to the country, getting us back on track. And instead of focusing on jobs and the issues of the day, we're dealing with petty politics.
Bill, I think that you stated it well. You know, one of the problems that you have is that the Democratic Party is not the party of Scoop Jackson and Hubert Humphrey. It's a very different kind of organization. This is the party of Pelosi and Schumer and Mr. Perez and Keith Ellison.
Barack Obama.
It's a different organization. Yeah. This is a radicalized organization. They will pay for their views at the polls. my feeling is that no matter what the Democrats are doing at the moment to be obstructionists, that's going to have some ramifications when the election turns around in 2 years. You're going to see the Democrats become marginalized as a party, in my judgment, because people will see that the party doesn't stand for anything. You cannot be the party of no. You have to stand for something. The Democrats at the moment do not stand for anything.
Well, Herb, what is the Republicans' opportunity here? Because I see it as a grand opportunity. And I'm not, you know, I'm not making it us against them, but I'm thinking in terms of leadership. The Republicans have an opportunity. You always have the difference between what is and what could be. You know, the demand for leadership comes into play, and the Republicans have that opportunity. I think they exercised it a little bit, and maybe to the point to where, you know, may have gone a little overboard with Obamacare, because I believe the Republicans needed a victory. But the Freedom Caucus was not confident that the Republicans down the road would revisit some of these shortcomings with Obamacare, so they stood the line. And, you know, those stalwarts in the GOP also need to understand there's some dynamics to consider. And if they play this right, you know, the deck that the Democrats are handing them, there's an incredible amount of victory that could take place on behalf of conservatives and the Republican Party. And I believe also it could serve to lead the Democrats out of their doldrums and out of their, you know, kind of, I don't know a good word for it, but it just seems rather stupid to me. And I don't like that word, but it just seems stupid to me what they're doing.
Well, look, I think what the Democrats are doing is nihilistic. It's destructive. It cannot have any potential benefit. But the one thing that is going for the Democratic Party is very often the futility and the stupidity of the Republican Party. Look, the Republicans had an opportunity to build a consensus on the opposition to Obamacare in 2012 during the congressional elections, 2014 in the congressional elections, 2016 in the presidency. Why weren't the Republicans working together to arrive at some sort of understanding between the idealists and the pragmatists? Why
exactly
weren't they all working together? Why wasn't Paul Ryan in there twisting arms and saying, look, guys, we're going to have this opportunity. We cannot blow it. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. I mean, you look back at last Friday, which was a very disheartening moment for me, and I'm saying the Republicans had this extraordinary opportunity, a great opportunity. And what do we get out of it? Nothing but, well, we learned some lessons about how to deal with the Congress. Well, maybe they shouldn't have taken on health care as the first reform movement. But at the same time, if they have, they've got to be able to work together to create a Republican Party that's unified and that stands for one position. They were unable to do that. And I just found myself disconsolate over the consequences.
Well, I agree with you, but I have confidence in Donald Trump as a chief executive officer, Herb. He got the message loud and clear. He gave Paul Ryan his opportunity. And one of the things that you learn in business, as you know, is that you got to know who to count on. The managers that rise to the top that truly do deliver on their promises. Paul Ryan said he had the votes. At the end of the day, he did not have the votes. Well, you know, that's something. You don't go to your boss and say, hey, I know I promised you on Monday that it was going to be there, but the number's not coming in on Friday. That's unacceptable. So Donald Trump's going to make some adjustments.
Look, you know, I'm not putting the blame on Donald Trump because he is not a legislative leader. The legislative leader in this instance is Paul Ryan. And Ryan should have organized the party to behave in a very different manner. However, I think the Republicans very often, and I've seen this over the last 20 years, miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
Yeah.
They have a chance to take over the Democratic organization on a matter that represents 17% of the economy. They have a chance to provide sensible options for Americans going forward. They have an opportunity to use the free market in a manner that Democrats would never think of, including cumulative medical savings accounts. There are all kinds of things that the Republicans were prepared to do and had been discussed over the last 6 years. They did none of it, and they did not come together.
Well, they disappointed. Disappointed us, we the people, and those that are counting on them getting it right, and for them to do what they did to us. I think it's a short leash. I think many people are still not convinced, but we need to have the leadership. It hasn't been since Newt Gingrich, who could call the question. There's something about the Republican Party. They love the process. They love to chew on the bone. But somebody needs to stand up. A leader needs to come out and call the question and say, okay, it's time to come together. Time to vote here. And this is the way it's going to happen. And, I think we all learned lessons. We learned about Paul Ryan.
Times it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertising. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, America, it's okay to be upset. In fact, you need to be upset with what's happening to your country. This is a government of for and by we the people. Do not disengage. Do not grow weary in doing well. Keep your eye on the ball. It wasn't over in November. This is just the start. We have to stay on top of what's going on. I know it gets frustrating, and I'm not saying, look, you need to geek yourself out on politics. That's my job, okay? I'm going to do everything I can to pursue the truth and present it to you with the experts like Dr. Herb Blunden every day from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. That is our commitment to you. But you need to stay engaged. Heavy lifting is required whether you're Republican or Democrat. This is about the United States of America, and it is that doggone important. Policy analyst Dr. Herb Blunden is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research, author of the new book, Leading from Behind, The Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, I want to talk to you about this big headline that's going on right now in Los Angeles. I just came back from California, and I'll tell you, it is as goofy as a $3 bill. Let me tell you, I tell you, that entire state needs, if they don't need, if it's not an enema, they need some serious psychological therapy, because it is a mess. And Los Angeles is kind of the epitome of it. You've got Mayor Garcetti out there saying, we're going to be a sanctuary city, if not a state. Jerry Brown is backing him as well. Illegals are free to roam. I mean, let's just make Los Angeles and the state of California one humongous no-go zone. I mean, it's going to be insane. You've got Chicago doing the same thing. New York City is vowing to block ICE. What the heck is going on here?
Well, again, these are people who do not understand the limits of compassion. Look, people, it is natural for many people to say, look, I want to help my fellow man. I want to help people who are in need. I want to help the poor, the indigent. I want to do everything that I can. But you cannot put at risk the people of the United States in doing so. I mean, you look at Kate's Law and what happened in San Francisco. A man who had been apprehended 5 times walks up to a young lady, a very beautiful young lady, walking with her dad, and just kills her. There are instances of that kind when people say, oh, well, that's a tiny portion of the population. Of course, but suppose Kate was your daughter. It doesn't make any difference how the numbers are. It's a question of the actions. These actions are intolerable. These actions right. do not make any sense. To embrace sanctuary cities at this time, after all the stories we've heard, like those in Rockville, Maryland, where you had a rape of a 14-year-old by an 18-year-old boy who was here illegally, that suggests to me that when you create a sanctuary city after an event like that occurs, this is what I would call a madness. It's absolute institutionalized madness. This is compassion madness. There's no understanding of human behavior, and there's a loss of common sense. So I do not understand it. I do not embrace it. And I think the Trump administration is right in saying we're going to cut the funding of those places that insist on having sanctuary cities.
Well, and Main Street America is backing him. Forget about some of these polls that currently show that his favorability is dropping to under 40. I said that's fine. You know, it happened with Reagan. When Reagan came, there was so much fixing that had to be done. The people got used to the dysfunction. And they not only got used to it, they liked the dysfunction, you know, which is really scary. And no doubt, Herb, you know, I think about, you know, maybe 50 years from now, people are going to go back and listen to the sound bites and look back upon the United States of America. And either we will have turned the corner and gotten back on track, or we will be in a demise and will be part of the history books that said shoulda, coulda, woulda. And this is the turn. This was the demise, and which contributed to the demise of that great American experiment.
Well, you know, you stated something that I feel very strongly about. That is, we are at the crossroads. America yes. is facing the prospect of losing the essence of what made America unique. America is unique because of our institutions. America is unique because it is a country of common sense. America is unique because of a Judeo-Christian tradition. When we lose these characteristics, we lose what it means to be an American. We're not in America because of silos, that is, the Hispanic silo or a Black American silo. We're Americans because we share certain common faiths. That common faith or creed is something that I think transcends all other concerns. When we lose that, we lose something that is truly fundamental in American life. And I think that the sanctuary cities issues are bringing to the fore some of these matters. The debasement in the American culture makes it very difficult for the average person to understand what is happening to us. Why is it that people are willing to say, fine, you know, you can lose your life. It's perfectly okay. Nihilism is not a problem. When in fact, these people who are coming here, who are not vetted, may very well be people who want to kill Americans, harm Americans, and others are saying it's perfectly okay. How could that possibly be okay? Under what scenario is that okay? I don't care if the person harmed is poor or rich, black or white, Hispanic, non-Hispanic. No one in America should be facing that kind of threat. And that, it seems to me, is the obligation of every person who has a political office in America today.
Well, the question that needs to be asked, and this is, again, what good managers do with any proposition that comes into an organization, an organism like the United States, the question is always asked, does it add or take away? So here comes a refugee, and we want to, you know, give a handout. And we have, that's been part of our DNA. We've done this time and time again. Why? Because we're a nation of immigrants. We have a lot of compassion for people. But what's happening now is it is a dangerous world, much more dangerous than ever that we live in. And even when it wasn't quite so dangerous, former U.S. Marshals like Luke Adler will tell us time and again, when we've opened up the borders to refugees, with them comes all these bad players and all kinds of legal and law enforcement activity. It just comes with it because it does. It's all part of the system. And no matter how good that you think you're doing in vetting, you know, and I have a little bit of an issue with Donald Trump's hyperbole because he calls it super vetting. And I know the reason he does that because people don't get it. I'm just saying, look, vetting's vetting. Vetting's the law. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't need to super vet. You just need to vet, right? But in order to get attention, he's got to say super vetting. And then everybody gets all excited because he speaks in the hyperbole. But it's only to get your attention because we're not even vetting and we're being fooled. We've been lied to time and again by this previous administration, by the Democratic Party, that all is well. And meanwhile, we're going to hell in a handbasket here. We got these sanctuary cities, you know, coming up. And, you know, it goes back to, and I keep reminding people, Herb, when I fly on the plane, one of the things that I hear the flight attendant say that really sticks out to me, he says, in the event of an emergency and those masks come down, the first thing you do is you take care of yourself. Put the mask on yourself before you help somebody else, right? Now,
exactly.
Why do we do that? Why in an emergency, up in the air, why has experience taught us that we should put our mask on first?
Well, you know the answer to that question.
Yes.
You cannot save other people if you cannot save yourself.
Exactly what you said. And that's exactly it. So here it is. We're a giving nation. And we've gotten to the point where, look, we've got problems here in River City. Let's take care of our problems, get back on track. And the other foundational issue, Herb, that you touched on in terms of our Judeo-Christian roots, and people are, you know, every once in a while it rackles their back. And it rackles a lot of people's back because they want to walk away from any kind of moral moorings. But you got to understand, at the basis, at the very foundation of this country is its moral fiber. Our founding fathers knew that. They said, this Constitution, the great American experiment, was predicated on morality. You take morality out of the picture and it implodes on itself. And that really is the indictment on America today, is we need to do some serious soul searching, Herb.
Well, this is exactly why I appear on your program and do an awful lot of radio shows, because I think that that argument has to be made. It is a question of American soul searching. It's a question of retaining the common sense that Americans are well known for. John and Mary Q. Public always had a grasp on reality, and I still believe that resilience is very much evident today.
And I, like you, I want to encourage the forgotten man and woman, Main Street America, do not give up. Hold on to those values. That's what will make America truly great again. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind. Herb, thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Genentech, Stand Up to Cancer, and Genentech recently launched Be the Breakthrough, a campaign focused on educating Americans on how they can each play a role in the fight against cancer. One often overlooked way for people with cancer to be the breakthrough is through participating in clinical trials. Jack Whelan, patient advocate.
After my cancer diagnosis, I worked with my doctor to understand my treatment options and chose to participate in a clinical trial. Over the past decade, I've participated in 7 clinical trials and found this path gave me options and an opportunity to contribute to research that can help others.
People like Jack are part of the breakthrough because clinical trials may help new treatments and procedures become available to the public sooner. For more on clinical trials, go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org. There, you will find important resources and a confidential clinical trials matching service. Call 1-877-970-7848 to speak with a specialist or go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org for more.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, I was just checking out, the website again. There's lots of great stuff there for you. And hopefully it's been a benefit to you. It is dynamic, so we're ever-changing it, featuring our experts that we feature here every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern on Bill Martinez Live. So enjoy. It's our gift to you. A lot has been discussed about Obamacare, and one of the things that we do not hear a lot from is from insurance companies. Some people, in misunderstanding Obamacare, blame the insurance companies, and our next guest is a principal with Wilson and Associates, a healthcare insurance company. And I'm sure Eric Wilson was not in the dark dungeon of the Democratic Party room and in the war room of putting Obamacare together. But from his perspective, I'm sure he can shed a lot of light because it's not about the blame game of Obamacare. It's really about the solution for a national health care system that I believe, can be designed. I just don't have the confidence that it can be designed out of Washington, D.C. Eric Wilson, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Great. Good to hear from you.
Well, great to hear from you, Eric. I think it's an opportunity for you to represent, I believe, the majority of healthcare insurance companies out there and what they would see happening, because I believe you have some keys to delivering a world-class healthcare system that is truly affordable, that goes up against this big lie that was perpetrated on the people, from our former president. I mean, this is the thing that galls me. I mean, it's like the fruit of this lie is so evident, and somehow, Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats want to turn it into a political thing and try to justify it. But let's, if you can, Eric, as an insurance company expert, what is the reality of Obamacare? What was promised, where we are today, and how you know, how much life, how much oxygen is still in the body before it actually implodes?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, the biggest lie was if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your health insurance company, you can keep your company. And that all turned out to be false immediately. I mean, 19 insurance companies have gone out of business since this law passed. 19. That's not including the co-ops that were founded to start, as you know, to compete with the private insurance companies. Most of them have gone out of business as well. So,
When you're talking 19 companies, I mean, some of these are substantial companies. We're not talking just, you know, corner drugstore type operations here.
Oh, Assurant Health was in business for over 100 years.
Yes.
You know, they're probably the most notable that's going out of business. That doesn't even count the companies like Aetna and Humana who have basically pulled out of most of the individual markets. I mean, you have companies like Assurant that just said, buy, we're done, gone, out of business. And then you have the Aetnas and the Humanas who have kind of, well, we're going to sell the sidelines now on the individual market until they fix this stuff.
Right.
So, you know, we have fewer choices. In a third of the counties in the country, there's only one carrier. Mm-hmm. And if they go out of business or they bolt, what happens next? Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, it's on oxygen or life support or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And Pelosi and Schumer can say Friday was a victory for the American people. I'm not sure how the middle class people paying more for their health insurance than they are for their mortgage is a victory for the American people.
Exactly. Well, unfortunately, there's a few percent, you know, I mean, this is what makes insurance companies work here and makes it profitable for them, which is there's nothing wrong with that, is thank God, you know, for the most part, we're a fairly healthy country. We're not dealing with, a need for health insurance. It's almost health assurance is what they're hoping for. So now you got people running around with an Obama card, and it's just a card. It's not really insurance. I mean, you say you have a card which keeps you from being penalized by the government, but that card in many cases is giving people a high deductible of anywhere $6,000 to $8,000. I'm not talking about the people that are getting government support here, like the one gal who keeps yelling about, well, you know, I pay a dollar for mine. I don't want to lose my insurance. I don't want to lose, you know, paying a dollar. It was a dollar a month, I think, for her Obamacare. Well, come on, that's not realistic. I mean, you may be paying a dollar, but everybody else is paying an astronomical number here. So how is that fair? But, you know, at the beginning, they were touting that they were going to have something like 12 million people enrolled, and it was all targeted for that mysterious 30 million people. Eric, to this day, I still cannot figure. I'm a business guy. So I look at cause and effect. I say, okay, we're going to affect a program here that's going to target the 30 million people. I ask to this day, of that 30 million people that was out there, what did Obamacare do to satisfy that number of people and to bring them into the fold? I cannot get a concrete number on that, Eric.
Well, you can't. I mean, you know, first, most of the people that were added to the system were people from the expanded Medicaid.
Yes.
Most of the people that enrolled in Affordable Care Act plans or ACA plans, the majority of them already had insurance. They just had their original plan canceled by the insurance carrier and had to re-enroll in an ACA plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we have a system that, you know, and also the math doesn't work either. They keep saying we started this program with 46 million uninsured Americans. They've said, you know, 20 million have gained insurance, yet we still have 31 million uninsured. So I'm not real good at math, but that number doesn't add up either.
Well, Eric, it drives me nuts because in typical government form, whether we're talking labor figures or whatever, it's like they have no veracity when it comes to math. I don't know if they're on the new common adjusted common core math program or what, but their numbers, like you say, here you are, you're looking at numbers. I'm the same way. I'm going, hey, this doesn't make sense because the big thing again was that 30 million. Now you save 42 million. I mean, it's like, come on, you know, you guys are a joke. You just keep this as a moving target because it's the pea underneath the walnut shell. It's being moved around and around and confusing us. And it's like, look, we want people to have health care. What do? So as a professional in the insurance company, Eric, what can we do to get this right? What is your prescription?
Well, you know, if you back out all the regulations, if you look at the way it was, you know, pre-Obamacare, and people, you know, we found out that our congressmen, they didn't not only read the Affordable Care Act, they haven't read HIPAA either. I mean, in HIPAA, they keep saying you'll no longer be able to be canceled by your insurance company. You couldn't be canceled from your insurance company because you got sick starting in 1996. Mm. So all they have to do extend HIPAA to the individual market where, you know, on the group health, if you keep insurance for 18 months, they're still pre-existing. Extend that to the individual market. Have a one-time open enrollment, problem solved. And now, now there's no more pre-existing condition as long as you keep your coverage for 18 months. And those who try to gain the system, well, then you can get insurance too, but then you have to have an 18-month waiting period for the people who, you know, to compensate for those people who play by the rules.
Exactly.
Very simple product. You know, or, you know, Assure Health, when they were in business, they had a neat concept. They had, for certain conditions, they had what they called a specific condition deductible. So if you had a pre-existing condition, you may have a $1,000 deductible for everything except that condition that you have your pre-existing for, and that might be a $10,000 deductible for a 12-month period, something along those lines. So, you know, even something like that's okay. Man, that's still less than we have now.
Boy, compared to the Affordable Care Act, I mean, that's, you know, they were addressing the market. See, this is what the free market does. It sees this stuff and it adjusts. And so that was a great, but of course, all that stuff got lost in translation. You speak of hyperbole. This is what President Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Harry Reid did. They spoke in terms of hyperbole and exaggerated the problem. And here it is. People that once had insurance, like Scott, our producer, he goes, my business, the business I was working for, the company I was working for, provided insurance. Today, I get bupkis.
You know, I think the biggest problem is Washington. They don't live in the real world. They don't know what the average person is going through. And when they redid the Affordable Care Act, you know, if they the individual market is such a small percentage of the population. You know, keep the group health alone. Help those people who don't get insurance through their job. You know, the self-employed people, myself, people like me, independent brokers, independent contractors. Help those people. Worry about them. Everybody else, you know. I don't want to say fend for yourself, but the system wasn't that far off. They didn't need a system that needed a couple of tweaks and reinvented it, and for the worse.
Well, Eric, we got to have you back because this conversation will continue. I think you've got some good insight here, and we'll continue to share these ideas. Eric Wilson, principal of Wilson and Associates, a healthcare insurance company. Thank you, Eric. I'm Bill Martinez, 18 minutes before the top of the hour. You got it, buddy.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, "You too have Ebola."
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to facingdarknessmovie.com. That's facingdarknessmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
And we're back with the America 14 before the top of the hour. It is time for the good news, girl. Yes, Samantha Mills Maliki is the one that scours and searches out all these great videos just so that we can, when you check out Bill Martinez Live and you go to Sam's Corner, make sure you bring a box of tissues, because so often, you'll go through that box of tissues, just the sweet, sweet stories that are out there. You know, I was thinking about you. Did we talk about this, Sam? I'm not sure if we did, but I was thinking about you the other day when I was looking at that video of the 93-year-old man singing to his wife lying there in hospice. I mean, it was just such a sweet moment.
Oh, we did talk about that. That was a beautiful moment, because you reminded me of your friend that his husband, or her husband, is taking such good care for her for all that time.
Yeah. Yeah, his statement, I made a promise then, I'm not about to break it now. I mean, it says a lot about the character of who we are and, and who we can be, and the example that, to this day that he has given to his family and to those that have heard that story. It just, really neat stuff. So, I appreciate, what you do, for this radio show and what you do for our audience, our family of listeners that, look forward to this segment every week,
Oh, I love doing it. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's a blessing to be able to bring the good news to you. So.
Well, here it is. Let's start it off with the first one. A good man who broke up a fight between two youth is honored by his city and pays tribute to his mom. What's all that about?
Ivan, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, Ali Miller. He's 26 years old. He's from Atlantic City. He's absolutely been going viral on the internet the past week because there was a fight that, it's between two teenage boys, and of course their friends are ramping it up and they're taking a video, and you think it's going to be a typical fight. And what ends up happening is he steps in between them and he says, you're almost men, you're not kids no more. And, they're acting like it, you're going nowhere like this. And he ends up breaking up the fight. He looks at the people who are filming it and he's like, what are you doing? Your dad's spending life in prison. This isn't a joke. And, the city ends up honoring him. And whenever he has the opportunity to receive the award, he gives the credit to his mother, which is, and I just think that it's awesome to see somebody stepping in and stopping a fight for a change. And I'm sure that him being older and wiser and more mature than these young guys really helps out. But a lot of people don't want to intervene, or they'll not be so calm about it. And it's awesome to see somebody that steps in and stops this. I think video cameras probably ramp up people's wanting to fight a lot. And so it's good to see something like that come out on the video instead.
Well, and this is the thing that is dangerous about social media and what these kids are willing to take it to. I mean, it's It's, you know, we were talking about this the other day. As we were kids growing up, I mean, the worst thing that happened is you might get into a, you know, a fight, and, you know, very rarely did somebody bring a stick or something else to the fight. I mean, today it's much more dangerous. You know, illegal guns running around, people thinking that, hey, it's just another video game. There's no respect of life. And thank God for this man, who had the courage to stay. And it takes a lot of courage, because what are you going to do? You got these people hyped, you know, these young kids hyped up, and, you've seen situations time and time again. I mean, teachers are getting beat up in their classrooms. You know, older people, you know, we went through that knockout game there for a while, where these young kids were going up and just, you know, knocking, you know, people in their 80s, out as they were walking down the street, like as if that was some big whoop, and they're taking video of this stuff. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting, and beyond disgusting, and fortunately for this man, is what he saw was the trajectory of these kids, of where they're going to end up. I mean, where this will all lead to. Seems like fun and games at the time, but, you know, are you going to be the man that you need to be, that your future can hold, where you can have children and have a hope and a future? Or is your hope and future going to be lost behind bars somewhere because, you know, you were an idiot and you stayed on that that trajectory, all for the sake of some video and, you know, thinking you're Billy Bad Boy on the block, you know?
That's right. And, you know, next time they see anybody else doing that, maybe those young men will be the ones to break up the fight, too. You know, maybe this will be continued on. Instead of them being the ones fighting, there's no telling what a difference he made just by stepping up that one time. And you're right, they could have turned on him. So it's
really,
very brave of him.
You know, Sam, and I think of those kids, you know, they were in a position to get it. They weren't that far along to where, you know, they, you know, because sometimes when you step in the middle of this, you know, the vitriol and the hatred of kids that are so far gone, you know, they'll cuss, spit at you. What do you want? You know, what do you think you're doing, old man? You know, get the hell out of here. We're going to, you know, kick your butt. And, you know, and that's happened. But fortunately, you know, this man had the right thing to say. And this is why you often hear me speak of the word aptly spoken, a word that goes out there and penetrates stupidity and brings people to reason, and blesses them. And hopefully, like you say, these kids got another chance, and hopefully, they take advantage of that reward. Speaking of teens, here's a teen who notices a classmate choking. He saves his life with the Heimlich maneuver.
I don't know if you've gotten to see this yet. When Will Olson, a young teen, he's sitting there with his freshman classmate, Ian Brown, he started choking, and you can watch this video, and I've seen it. Mm. It's been going viral online all week. And Will Olson just kind of grabs his stomach, and nobody knows what to do. One of the young men gets up and runs away. They're sitting in the cafeteria, and Ian Brown runs up, and he starts doing the Heimlich maneuver. This is up in Central High School in Wisconsin.
Wow.
And he ends up saving the young man's life. And it's amazing how calm Ian actually seemed to get up and walk over. If you kind of watch him walk around, you wonder if people twice his age would be that calm.
Yeah, exactly.
But he just kind of gets up and takes care of business. And it's absolutely amazing to see.
Thank God for first aid. Thank God he paid attention during the first aid.
I know.
Right? Yeah.
Well, cause
I don't know if I ever told you, but I needed the Heimlich maneuver when I was in boot camp in the Marine Corps. I'm at MCRD in San Diego, and what they do in the Marine Corps, I mean, they tell you, you know, everything is so strict in terms of what has to be done. So you're on a very tight time schedule, and you had to learn to eat in the Marine Corps in like 2.3 seconds, or almost, it seems like, but it was minutes. It was a very abbreviated period of time. You went in, chow, you got something to eat, and you got the heck out of there because you had more things to do in training. And, we were having steak, cube steak that night, and, a piece of meat got caught in my throat. And I'm thinking, and this was almost at the end of the training, okay? It's 12-week intense training. It's the most incredible thing I've ever gone through. 87 people, and originally were picked up. 12 weeks later, of that original 87, only 23 of us graduated, okay? So just to give you an idea. So here I am. I'm choking on meat, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I've made it this far. I'm down to the last week, and I'm going to die over a piece of meat. Well, thank God one of the drill instructors came and got me and did Heimlich, and there it is, going, you know, piece of meat flying across the room. And here I am today. So we can thank that drill instructor. But, yeah, I know about the Heimlich maneuver. I appreciate that it does work. Okay, here's severe autism makes him unable to speak. Then he tried singing, and a miracle occurred? You're kidding me.
This is so amazing. Kyle Coleman, he's 31 years old, and he was never able to speak more than one word at the time. He has severe autism, like you said, and so he would answer in one word at a time. And he also didn't like to be physically touched. Well, this is what's amazing. Whenever he decided to do karaoke and sing, you would never know it if you saw him up there doing karaoke. He gets up there and he just sings like full sentence, you know, he's singing a regular song just the whole time. And he actually holds the hand of his partner while he's doing it. And, oh, wow. You know, I've noticed there's something amazing about singing because people also that have like a severe stutter or something like that. When they're
Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors was known to stutter, but he had a voice, an operatic voice that was incredible. I mean, all of a sudden you go, I mean, he's stuttering and then boom, he goes to singing and it's like, wow, Shazam.
I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And see, that's what, you know, I don't know what the special thing is, the special, you know, magic that happens when people are able to sing, but when you see this young man doing that, you would absolutely never know. I mean, he just seems so comfortable and happy, and it's a beautiful thing to witness. I definitely suggest people check it out.
Check out Sam's Corner, okay? A couple more, hopefully we can get it. We got about a minute and a half left here, Sam. The American hero who's walking 2,200 miles across America for an important cause. I mean, okay, what's happening?
So Army veteran Ernesto Rodriguez is walking across America from Tennessee to California to raise awareness about PTSD. And lost friends to PTSD, and he's actually attempted suicide twice himself. And he just wanted to raise awareness and let people know about it. And, you know, 2,200 miles is no easy trek, and I'm sure that this is giving him...
Yeah, ask Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump did this more than once, right?
That's right.
Right.
And he did. He ran it.
Yeah. One day, I just decided to stop. So, anyway,
he's like,
I think I'll
go home now.
Yeah, I think I'll go home now. Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Congratulations. And, of course, the PTSD issue, huge. Songs and Soldiers... you know, that we support with Dan Perkins. I'm just so proud to be able to have an opportunity to join with Dan to do that. And efforts have just been incredible, what we're able to do in fighting off PTSD through that. If you have any questions, you can drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We'd like to get you an MP3 in your hands. This is just doing an incredible service, and we're happy to help in any way. Sam, thank you so much, as always. We appreciate you coming. Remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Just email me at samscorner.bml@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear your stories.
Samantha Mills Mao checking all the good stories that have gone viral for us every week. Thank you, Sam. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more.
John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The answer to